Abugurian ish tzadion oimer mishum abaguria. Lo yalamid adam es beno chamar gomel. A person shouldn't teach his son a trade to be a chamar. That's a, is somebody that goes on a donkey to travel. And a gamel is a person that rides a camel. And what else shouldn't he teach his son? The Mishnah says, sapper. Tefer Shol says, this is a person that takes pottery and sells them from city to city. Or a sapon, this is a person that's a sailor. Roa, or a shepherd. Vichenvani, which is a store merchant, a storekeeper. Shumnoson umnus listim. Because these trades do bring about are the trades of bandits. Because there are many times that these specific trades will have theft going on, where people will take things along the way from others that don't belong to them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, HaChamarin Ruben Rishoim. The Chamarin, those that are traveling on the donkeys, most of them are Rishoim, because they steal. Vagamolin, and those that ride the camels, Ruben Ksherim. Most of them are kosher, because they're going to very dangerous places. They're going through the deserts, and they got to deal with Chayas and Listim. And because of that, they're humbled and they're always davening. So most of them are kosher. This is what the Tefer Shol explains. Hasaponim, sailors, Ruben Chasidim. Most of them are Chasidim, because they're in more treacherous situations than the Gamalin. They're always in a state of pachad. Like Tefer Shol says, the difference between life and death with them is one board. Tov sheberofim legehenim. The best of the doctors are headed to Gehenim. The way Taisus Yontif explains this, he means the ones that are arrogant, and sometimes, because they're arrogant, they won't care as much. A person could be sick and dying, and they won't give him the proper medicine, the proper care, something that's really good for him, and they have their own agendas, whatever it is, because they're so arrogant, and this person will die because of that. And the, I guess, most righteous of shochtim are partners with Amalek. Why is that? So Rashi says, because there's going to be suffix trafus that come to their hand, and they're not going to stop the sale. They won't tell anybody about it, because they're going to lose a lot of money. And they're going to feed other Jews animals that are traf. However, Taisus Yontif is not so happy with this pshat, because what does that have to do with Amalek? Ella, it's because a shochet, since he's always killing, his midas, he becomes more of like an achzari, and he has a callus specifically to killing, just like Amalek. That's what it means. He's a shutafo shel Amalek. Just like Amalek attacked us with all the miracles and all the things that we had, because they didn't fear God. They were totally callous. Rabbi Nehorai Omer, maniach ani kol umanas shebaolam. I'm gonna leave all trades of the world. Ve'enu malamid es bni elo Torah. I'm only gonna teach my son Torah. That's what I'm gonna teach him to live with. No other trades. Shadam ochel mischar baolam azeh. Because a person eats the schar of Torah in this world, which is not the schar we know, it's the peiros of Torah. But the keren is received in Olam Haba. Like a person can eat, l'mashal, from the fruits of a tree, it doesn't diminish the actual tree. So the fruits are of this world, but the keren, the actual tree itself, that's Olam Haba. Ushar kol umanos enokein. But all other trades are not like this. Shadam ba lidei choli o lidei zikna. When a person, chas v'shalom, gets sick or old, o lidei Yisurin, v'ena yochol asik b'mlachto, or he has Yisurin and he can't work in his melacha, harehu meis berav. He can die and out of starvation. How's he going to make money? Aval haTorah ain't okay, but the Torah is not like this. Ella, mishamrato mikol ra b'naruso. Torah protects a person from all evil and bad things in his youth. V'nosenes lo achris v'tikva b'ziknuso, and it gives him achris. So Taisus Yontif says this actually means responsibility. When a person learns Torah, even when he's older, it gives him a responsibility. That you see people that learn Torah, they can be in their 90s and they still are teaching Torah. V'tikva b'ziknuso. And it gives them hope, something to look forward to. B'narusa mahu oimer, what does it say by his youth? V'koyvi Hashem yachlifu koach. B'ziknuso mahu oimer, od yinuvim b'seva. That it's continuously growing, like Taisus Yontif says. V'cheinu oimer b'avram avinu alav ha'shalom v'avram zokein v'Hashem berach as avram bakol. And it says that when Avram was a Zakein, Hashem blessed him with Bakol. One may ask, what's the raya from Avram Avinu? How do we know that Avram Avinu learned Torah and that's why he was Zocha to all that when he was older? So the Mishnah ends, Matzinu Shas Avram Avinu as Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram Avinu did and obviously learned to do the whole Torah Ad Shelo Nitna, even before it was given. Shenemar, Ekev asher shama Avram bekoli. This is because Avraham listened to my voice. This is Hashem talking in the pasuk. Vayishmor mishmarti. The Gemara goes into what each one of these is. Mishmarti, mitzvoisai, chukosai, v'sayroisai. But Avram Avinu learned and kept kol ator kulo, and that's why Hashem berach as Avram bakol. Salikla meseches kedushin v'seder nashim b'siyata d'shmaya.